Good afternoon on Tuesday. So we've got all the sports in action again today, as any even NFL is playing on this Tuesday, two games. And I'll get into that right now. So now Philly is now an 8.5-point favorite. That would be due to news of COVID issues, injury issues with Washington. And the total has moved down to 41 to 40.5. Don't like either one of them anymore. I was looking at Philadelphia minus 6.5. And certainly they can cover 8.5. I just don't like that touchdown in the middle there. So, same game parlay. And do Philadelphia minus 2.5. Parlayed up with under 46.5 for a unit at basically even money. And then we have the Rams in Seattle. COVID issues again. This makes these things hard to cap, hard to decide on. This game should be lower scoring, but there's no guarantee with these two teams. There really isn't. I'm going to do the same game parlay again on this. I'm going to take LA on the money line. So just simply win the game any which way and take it under 52.5. Essentially, again, even money on that. These are not special plays. As a matter of fact, I couldn't even find a pick on the total or side of either game that I liked enough to bet. So therefore, the same game parlay is only creating bets that I like. And of course, the drawback is you got to get two sides. I do like them. I grade them as positive ROI. All right, so moving on to college football. We've got University of Texas, San Antonio, and San Diego State. Now that line has moved towards San Diego State, basically flipped from essentially a field goal on San Antonio to a field goal on San Diego State. Couple opt-outs. San Antonio's star, you know, quote-unquote star running back has opted out to try his hand in the NFL, as has their best defensive back. I don't buy that that's a six-point swing. I was looking at Texas San Antonio, and now minus those two players and the 6 points bonus to me, I'll take it. So San Antonio plus 3 points, minus 115. I don't like 2.5 so much, but I do like three. So find the three that are out, that they are out there. Buy it if you have to. NBA, one pick that I like. Indiana over Miami. Indiana is now minus 2. It was 1 when I was looking at it, then 1.5, now 2. 2 is still a buy in my book. All right, college basketball, 5 plays. South Carolina State and Charleston Southern to go under 150.5 points. NC State and Wright State going to do the split halftime, first half and full game. NC State for the full game, minus 10.5. NC State for the first half, minus 5.5. I'm tempted to do 2/3 in the first half, but I'm not quite sold on the first half yet, although it seems to be coming through more often than not. Moving on, Air Force Tarleton State going over 114 points. They are both fairly low-scoring teams, but 58-57 puts us over the total. I don't think we're going to be in the 40s in this game. I don't think we're going to be in the lower 50s, so over 114. Georgia State visiting Georgia Tech. I'm going to take Georgia Tech minus 5 and feel like that might be a little bit of a steal. Georgia State's no joke, and Georgia Tech's no star, but there's a class difference here that the numbers are on Georgia Tech. Santa Clara and San Jose State. Give me the 6 points with San Jose State. And I'm hoping, I'm laughing to the bank on that, giving me the 6 when they might win it outright. And finally, one final game left in NHL. So I might be missing track of my days, but I believe yesterday there was one pick. Yes, there was one pick. Here it is. Minnesota and Dallas, I had said I leaned to the over 5.5. It went way over. As a matter of fact, the score was double that. It was 11. I felt like it might be a 3-2 game, though, so I didn't play that. I took a same-game parlay, which lost. I took Minnesota plus 1.5 and over 4.5. Obviously, the over 4.5 was done. I think that was done in the first period. Yeah, it was 5 points in the first period. But obviously Minnesota, well, the score was 7-4, and that wasn't in favor of Minnesota. So that was a loss. But sure enough, the hockey gods come back and give me a 3-0 day on props, one of which was even a dog. So I there was a bigger winner in hockey props than there was in the loss, even though paying 1.3, these were three half-unit props, including one dog. So hockey, profitable yet again. So Tampa Bay and Vegas, the only game on the slate today that hasn't been canceled. Who knows if it will be? I don't think so. I think it's going to be the last one. And then there will be no hockey until after Christmas, possibly after the New Year. We'll see. There are still scheduled games between Christmas and New Year's, and we'll see what happens to those. The play is over 5.5 goals between Tampa Bay and Vegas. This is going to be schoolyard hockey here. Listen, these are professional athletes, so don't get me wrong here, but this is like the kids before Christmas. Okay, so last game of the quote-unquote break, before the break, they just get out there and mess it up. So they're going to score some goals. I mean, they want to win the game. Don't get me wrong here. They want to win. This is Vegas, a title contender against Tampa Bay, the title holder 2 years in a row. And you get up for title holders, which was tempting to take Vegas on the money line at only minus 120 at home. I didn't do that, though. I did take a same-game parlay. Yeah, I know, another one of those, right? So if you take Vegas plus 1.5 and over 5.5, you can get essentially even money on that. That was only a half unit on that same-game parlay, by the way, because I already have money on the over 5.5. I wasn't able to improve that number in a feasible way, because I didn't want to take Vegas money line, because I could already do that at minus 120. The same game probably doesn't value too much at that point. And I couldn't get it down to 4.5 without paying, was it minus 180 to minus 200? I'm not doing that. So I'm basically just saying, all right, I like Vegas possibly to win, but plus 1.5 I like a lot. So I'll take Vegas plus 1.5 and over 5.5 at around even money for half unit and call it a day. So that's it for today. Best of luck.